Welcome back to the Bailing Scallion Barbecue Podcast. Currently sitting up in a little humpty, little shed, little shack on top of a hill, filming for my new YouTube series. So, Wild Game and Open Flame. It's going to be a cracker. So, I've got today my cameraman and myself. And so, my cameraman, Jesse Godsell, brother-in-law, good friend, hunting enthusiast, father. He's done a fair bit, so we're out here filming the new series Wild Game and Open Flame on YouTube. So basically our goal is to show you how to hunt and make some nice recipes with what we've got, cooking some nice game on the fire, or vice versa. So before I keep rambling on and make another mistake and start this all over again, I'm going to bring Jesse in. Firstly off, let's get to know Jess. How are you, Jess? How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate.
Where are you from?
Weeper. Far North Weeper.
Queensland. Look out, Weeper. Yeah, beautiful space. I love it up there. Did a lot of penny farthing fishing donkeys years ago. Anyone who hasn't been to Weeper, go and check it out. It's a good spot. So, mate, obviously, we met through family, partners, and so forth. Mm-hmm. But you were hunting long before I came along. You want to tell us about how you got into the hunting game?
Yeah, mate. My old man is a mad hunter from way back. I started hunting. Dad would take us on hunting trips when we were little fellas, 3 years old, 4 years old. My first actual hunt wasn't until I was 10, though. We went to a mate's property in Cowan, which is about 3.5 hours southeast, I think, of Weeper.
Yep.
We're hunting pigs there. He set me up with a little 223 that he had, and we spent a weekend out there and shot my first 3 or 4 pigs that weekend, so was hooked ever since.
I bet. It's a good spot, old Cowan. Very good spot. So, mate, you reckon you would have... Well, you had a bit of a break, didn't you? You had a few years off, and then you came back into it, and you got into a different kind of hunting. You want to share what happened there?
Yeah, so the start of 2011, Mum and Dad decided to get out of Weeper. They'd done their 20-plus year stint there and wanted to get back down to Brizzy. So we moved to Brizzy. It was a massive, massive change for myself. First time changing schools. I was in grade 11. It was a tough time. We didn't have any property really to hunt down here. So it was a few years until we got back into it again. I think Dad met a property owner through work. Yeah, out in Gundawindi. We used to go out there a bit, do some spotlighting and this and that, but it was nothing like up north.
Different ball game, isn't it?
Oh, totally different ball game. It wasn't until 3 or 4 years ago I got into archery, bow hunting.
Okay.
I was always, as a kid, Dad would always make us little bows out of PVC pipe and whatnot. So I was always keen on archery. Finally decided to go get myself a proper bow, a recurve bow.
Yep.
And started diving down that rabbit hole. So
was it an addiction from the start, or I've talked to a lot of people about bow hunting, and everyone says to me, once you start, you won't be able to stop. And I'm worried about starting because I'm have a very addictive personality. So I feel like once I start, I'm not going to be able to have a go. Did you, not be able to stop, sorry. Did you find that in your instance?
I did. I loved it. It's hard going. It's much harder than hunting with rifles.
Yep.
You've got to be fit. You've got to be quiet. You've got to get close. Totally different ball game. But the level of satisfaction that you get when you pull it off is Second
looks unreal. I'm a big fan of Cameron Haynes and those kind of guys with bow hunting, and I just love watching it. So I will get into it one day. It's just a matter of can I afford it, and when I can, and you know, having the right properties. And yeah, well, this property is definitely not that property. So we'll go on to what we're doing here. So for everyone who doesn't know, where I've started a new channel with Jesse, and it's called Wild Game on Open Flame. Our goal is to hunt and show you the whole catch cook process. We're going to hunt deer, pigs, goats, and also go fishing and show you that aspect. So yeah, we're trying to show you a big range of things. A lot of it's basically going out and cooking it. That's the plan. I'm a big fan of, you know, myself, being a butcher for 10 years, and Jesse loves his food. And it's a great way to get out and keep our heads clear. So Jesse's the cameraman. So tell us, Jess, how did you get into the whole photography thing? And it's a bit of an unorthodox way how you got into it. You want to share about how that happened?
Yeah, so I'm a bit of a gamer, PC gamer. I had a mate at work who I was playing this new game. I wanted to get my mate at work into it with me, and I wanted to put together a little bit of a clip to sort of showcase, you know, the game itself. So figured out how to do that on my computer and made the video, and then I had to figure out how to get it to him to show him. So did a bit of research, figured out that I could download a free editing software and pretty much throw the whole clip onto that, and then upload it to a YouTube channel, like upload the unlisted version so that nobody else could see it.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then forwarded in the link.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, I got a bit of a kick out of doing that, and I thought, oh, I wonder what else I can do. Did a lot of research on video editing, and started, before I knew it, I was putting together, you know, really all sorts of different videos, funny ones, action-packed ones, and it kind of hooked me, to be honest.
So do you, out of this, what are you hoping to achieve with the whole, we've talked about it, but we're going to tell the listeners, because you ideally want to, you're a mechanic by mm-hmm. trade. You kind of, we're aiming to make this a side hobby. So you want to tell the listeners, where you're aiming for this, because, yeah, you could do so many things with videography these days. You know, you could be filming weddings and all that cool stuff. So, can you kind of, you know, set what your kind of goals are?
Yeah. Yeah, no, there's definitely a lot of money to be made, with videography. At the moment, my goals are to just improve, grow my skill base, and hopefully one day turn it into maybe a full-time gig, full-time business. Yeah.
No, that's fair enough. You know, it's one of those things that you can. It's practice, and look at the Venture Ops guy, Gary. He's, I think it's Gary. Apologize, Gary, if it's the wrong name. But yeah, look at how well he's doing. He's filming for Venture Ops, and their footage is unreal. If you haven't gone and watched their three episodes, check them out. It's just filming to a whole new level. And he hasn't got any qualifications. He's done it all on his own. It's amazing quality. And, you know, they're growing so fast because of the quality of their, you know, and that's what we're aiming for as well. I've had this, you know, project in my mind for a while. It was just waiting for the right person to help me film. Because filming is hard. I've done 5 years, with BSB, and it sucks doing it on your own. So to be able to hunt and to not worry about filming and vice versa is just makes life so much easier. So, yeah. Mate, go back to the bow. Mm-hmm. You sent me some pictures ages ago about your nice little fallow deer. Can you give us a bit of a story about that bad boy? Because, yeah, that got shared by Wild Mag, Wild Deer Mag, and a few other groups. So you got a nice cape out of him. Can you tell us what happened with that, with the PG rated version, if possible?
I was hunting with my dad, my younger brother, and a good mate of mine, Brandon. We were cruising around late one afternoon, and we saw this doe. She had a couple of fawns with her. She sort of she was walking across the road quite slowly. We managed to get pretty close. I had a compound bow at the time. Got to within 55 meters, and I decided, you know, I'm going to take the shot. And I'd done a lot of practice prior to this trip. I'd done a lot of work on the bow, tuning it.
You were confident.
I was confident, yeah. So decided to take the shot, and it paid off. It was a double lung. Arrow went straight through, found the arrow afterwards.
Yep.
She would have ran probably, you know, 50 to 60 meters and laid down.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, awesome. And you've still got the rug today?
I do, yep.
Yep. And you mentioned last time we went for a hunt and you still got the meat. So.
I did. I think I had to...
give a bit to the dogs.
Yeah, it's been in the freezer for a little while. Yeah, but no, we got plenty of meat off of her. We had roasts, shanks. We did a lot of mince.
Yeah.
Cutlets. They were good.
Yeah, okay. Cutlets, yep.
Yep.
Mm. All right, well, we won't go on too much longer, but before we go, what do you hope to get out of Wild Game and Open Flames?
Like I said, just want to build my, I just want to improve with my videography. It's good to get out and about for a hunt as well.
Yeah.
And
by the way, Jesse's going to hunt as well, guys. If we get some good footage and I've taken something, then we'll take it. Jesse will take over and have his turn. So I'm not going to hog it. I didn't shoot at all last night. It was, the property owner, but tonight we're going to go and take turns and, have a crack at shooting some bunnies, and we've got a nice dish marinating already, and we're going to get our first episode out in the next few weeks. So very exciting times. Can't wait. So make sure you head over to Wild Game and Open Flame and make sure you subscribe and follow the Instagram page. So, all right, guys. Well, we're going to have a bit of a relax because we're going to go to a new block this afternoon and hopefully shoot a nice rooster deer. So we're fingers crossed. I'll bring this out in the next couple of days. Thanks everyone to listen. And I want to thank everyone again. The previous season, we had finally hit the 49 mark on episodes. So nearly 50. This will be the 50th, I believe. So I finally get to raise the bat. And we've got a big season coming of podcasts. So very exciting times. And... we'll talk to you soon. Have a good one, guys.